Yeah, today's lectionary reading about the Good Shepherd really is a no-brainer. It might just give you more ammunition to use when trying to convert somebody to Christianity. It might give you more information to use when you want to exhort somebody who's already a Christian. It's an easy concept, one that we're all familiar with, the Good Shepherd, the sheep, the gate. First, though, I want to tell you, I belong to Planet Fitness at Norwind Shopping Center. And when I go, which is, I try to go every few days, I stay for about an hour or so. Several machines that I hit and spend time on the bike. And I try to get 3 miles in 20 minutes. And I upgraded my membership. I upgraded to a black pass. It means that I can bring a guest with me for free, and the guest has all the privileges that I do. And there's a massage table. There's it's a hydrotherapy table, a tanning thing. They have beverages and they have tons and tons of machines. It's a huge place, and everywhere, all around throughout the gym, there are these paper towel dispensers and bottles of cleaning fluid, so that when you're done on your machine, you're supposed to wipe them down, and staff everywhere to help you. Very nice gym. So I can take a guest whenever I want to. Hint, hint. I have no set schedule, though. My schedule's crazy, so I never quite know when I'm going, but it is good. I mean, I got the pass so that I could take Bonnie to the gym. She said, forget it. So, though she may go for the tanning, she said the other day. But I can't get into the gym without that pass. I walk in the door, I go up, and they scan it. And then that gives me permission to be in that gym. Jesus is much more than a pass, but Jesus is the gate. He is the gate, and there is no other gate to get in or out. There is only one way in. There are no holes in the fence. There's no back doors. To get into the sheepfold, to get securely into his hand, the palm of his hand, to get into heaven, to get into where Jesus is at, the only way is through the gate, which is Jesus. People try a lot of other things, but it doesn't get them into the sheepfold. See, in Jesus' day, in Israel there, all the sheep were from a village. They were all kept in a sheepfold. It might be a gully in the hillside. It could be a barricade. But they would set up a wall so that the sheep were safe inside this enclosure, all the sheep of the village. And then there would be a gatekeeper, somebody who would either lie across the opening, or at least they would stand by the gate and keep it closed. And they would keep the sheep safe on the one side, and they would keep out the wild animals and thieves on the other side. And Jesus said, I am that gate. Shepherds would come in the morning, and the shepherd would walk into the sheepfold. And he would call his sheep. And his sheep would separate from the other flock. And they would follow that shepherd. And he would take them out to pasture, where he would watch over them and keep them safe. And at the end of the day, all the shepherds would bring their sheep back into the sheepfold, where they would be kept safe. And that gate would protect them. Jesus is the good shepherd. According to John 14, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me. There is no other gate. From the very beginning of the Bible, God's plan was always for Jesus to be the gate. From the moment that Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden, God slew some animals through the shedding of blood. He took their fur, their pelts, and he gave coverings to Adam and Eve. And he's been covering us ever since through the shedding of blood. Sacrifices made on the altar to Jesus Christ himself. It has always been God's plan to make Jesus Christ the gate. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except that of Jesus. And people are always trying to steal sheep. People are always trying to, in one sense, this church is a sheep pen, a sheepfold. We are sheep here, gathered here, right? Because we are sheep, right? What do sheep say? Oh, very good. You guys are good. Yeah, bye. How do people try to steal sheep? How does the world try to steal sheep from the sheepfold? Through lies and what else? Drugs, money, keeping you too busy, distractions, idols, absolutely, bad theology, tickling your ears. Antichrist is out there alive and well. False religions, New Age religion. Getting caught up, getting so distracted you don't have time for church and fellowship with other Christians and Bible study. You take the easy way out. Man, those are the thieves who come in to lie and steal and kill and destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10 says that. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. So, right here we go again. I'm preaching to the choir, telling you something that you already know. My hope is that it's giving you ammunition to use to speak to people who are sitting the fence, who need encouraged, or who don't know Jesus at all. Tell them no matter what you're going through, I've got the answer. You need the good shepherd. You need the gate because Jesus is the only gate. Why? I'm fine. I can do this other religion or I can get lots of money. That'll make everything fine. It doesn't. Because the sheepfold isn't another vacation. The sheepfold isn't a bank account. The sheepfold isn't getting high. The sheepfold is Jesus. And there's only one way, and that's through Jesus. Jesus is the gate into that sheepfold. And so you got to tell them that. You got to share that with them. In Psalm 118, verses 19 through 20. Psalm 118. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. So I'm going to the gym in order to get healthier. It's not always easy. Sometimes I go and sit in the parking lot, talk on the phone with my friends, and I think this should count for something. I'm sitting outside the gym. It doesn't work that way. But I've run into a few people from church there. David Walker. How many of you know who David Walker is? First Service. Big guy. Big guy, shaves his head like me, built like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. I walked into the gym the other day, and as I was going back to where I always work out, I saw some guy on one of those bars that you dip. You know, you keep your legs up in the air, and you dip down and up. He was just going to town. And I thought, man, that's a big guy to be doing that. He's got some pipes on him. I looked a little closer. It was David. David Walker, man. He was going to town. And whenever I talk to David, he always encourages me. You know, he says, oh, this is good. You need to come. You need to do this and that. And don't give up. And always encouraging me. John Garowski. John comes to First Service. They always sit right in the middle in the balcony. And John goes there. And he's even offered, if I need somebody to go with, he said, you just let me know. And so he encourages me to hang in there and to keep going. And Bill Park, I've seen Bill Park there. And Jason Kirsch goes there too, but he goes like 6 o'clock in the morning, I said, well, I'll never see him there. So, but yeah, I can take anybody as a guest. It's good. It's good for us. I definitely feel better, even though it hasn't been easy. And I appreciate people exhorting me to keep it up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. It's about the rapture. How many of you are familiar with the rapture is? Know what the rapture is? Okay, and the rapture basically doesn't use the word rapture, but rapture refers to that time when Jesus is supposed to return. And when Jesus comes back, it says that the dead in Christ will rise up to meet him in the air. And those of us who are left, who are still alive, we too will then rise up to meet him in the air and be changed in the twinkling of an eye and will be made like unto him. The rapture, one day all of a sudden it's going to happen. People are just going to start disappearing as Jesus comes back. In verse 18 it says, therefore encourage one another with these words. We are to encourage one another. We are to encourage people that one day Jesus is going to come back. And that it, only if we believe in Jesus as the good shepherd, if only we believe in Jesus as being the gate, the only way into heaven, will we be saved. So encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 says, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. We are to build each other up, not tear each other down, but encourage one another. Bell choir, Sunshiners, you guys did a great job. Absolutely great. Love hearing you guys sing and play the bells. Wonderful. Okay, I built them up a little bit. See? Just nice robes. Yeah, look, I like your pins. It's good. It's so easy to build each other up. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. Hebrews 3:13. But everyone, encourage one another daily, as long as it is being called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Encourage one another daily, so that you will not be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We are to encourage one another, to love one another, to build each other up. We are to share the good news with those who don't know Jesus, so we can bring them into the fold. Because there's a lot of people out there who are hurting. And we've got to share with them that message that we've got a place you can be safe. We're going to bring you into the fold, and Jesus is the gate. He's the one that's going to keep you safe. He's the good shepherd. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear any evil. His rod and his staff are always with us. And last but not least, Jesus said there'll only be one flock. Jews and Gentiles alike. Black and white. Yellow and red. All alike. Rich and poor. Male and female. Young and old. Educated, uneducated. Tattooed and not tattooed. Ornery and boring. We're all going to be in one flock, all one in the body of Christ, with Jesus as the gate, the good shepherd. That's the way God sees us, and that's the way we need to see each other and build each other up. God loves you, and so do I.